This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 41, and today's devotion is titled, Picky Eaters. Picky Eaters. Our scripture memory for today comes from Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 9. It says, "Take wheat and barley, beans and lentils, millet and spelt. Put them in a storage jar and use them to make bread for yourself." I don't know about you, but often supper time can be stressful. And while I try to plan wonderful meals, try to set the table nicely, try to bring my family together for an enjoyable time, sometimes, when my children were younger, they were much pickier than they are today. And it seemed like there was always at least one child who was less than thrilled with the menu. Whether it was Emily's dislike of broccoli, James's dislike of eggs and mayonnaise, or Sarah's dread for coleslaw, it seemed like out of five kids, the only night everyone was thrilled was when I made spaghetti. Children who are allowed to eat only the foods they really love grow up to be adults who don't like vegetables. Over the years, my children have grown to love greens, salads, spinach, and even asparagus. My daughter Emily is even beginning to like broccoli. They love Brussels sprouts. Our taste buds change over time. Not only that, but you can retrain your own taste buds by eating foods you don't care for on a regular basis. Some of the foods that my own mother did not serve, which I grew up disliking, were beets, mushrooms, olives, asparagus, sauerkraut, spinach, and more. But you know, and I think I've talked about this before, but my husband, who is not a picky eater, encouraged me to try all of those foods and on a regular basis. And now I cook them frequently for my own children, and I happen to love every one of those foods. I remember one year we had a guest at our table for Thanksgiving dinner, and this young man was a meat and potatoes kind of guy. And he was at Thanksgiving dinner with a family of vegetarians. And I'm telling you, I had all kinds of wonderful casseroles, sweet potatoes. The table was just piled high. It was a feast. And he couldn't find anything he liked to eat. He told us that when he was growing up, his mother didn't make him eat his vegetables because he didn't like them. And he still didn't like them. And I remember telling my children that, in fact, my kids were kind of shocked by his lack of variety in food and his willingness to try new things. And I remember telling them that that's what happens when kids don't eat their vegetables. They grow up eating unhealthy. So I want to encourage you. It's so important that you expose your children to a wide variety of foods. Start as young as you possibly can. When they first start eating at the table, make sure that you don't just feed them sweet foods. Feed them the bitter herbs like spinach, Brussels sprouts, broccoli. Those are so important to our health. And if you make eating fun, your children are more likely to enjoy the dinner hour. It's a good thing to encourage your children to take at least two or three bites of their vegetables, because like I said, you can train your taste buds. You can even change them by eating foods that maybe aren't your favorite. Also, it's a good thing for mom and dad not to vocalize any dislike they have for a particular vegetable. It's a good thing to encourage your children to try everything, even if you aren't particularly crazy about it yourself. For instance, I never really cared for sauerkraut, but my husband, who lived up north for part of his childhood, did love and does love sauerkraut. And so he would occasionally prepare it, and it's very strong tasting. I personally prefer, even still, a mild sauerkraut. But you know, I've grown to enjoy it. When we have it, I will eat it. And I never discouraged my own children from eating it, even though maybe at first it wasn't something that I particularly just couldn't wait to eat. So encourage your children to try new things. Talk about the importance of health with them. Get them excited about health from a young age. And then show by example your own actions how they can live a healthy life. Children shouldn't be allowed to waste food. I can't count the times I have attended a potluck dinner and watched as children line up and pile their plates high with food, good food, only to throw most of it in the trash minutes later. Children need to know that God is not honored when we waste. They need to also learn that food is a blessing from God. Part of being a good steward is eating the food we are provided and avoiding waste as much as possible. My children know that when we go to a potluck at church or eat at someone else's home, that they are to politely eat what they are served. They know not to take more than they can eat. And it's just good manners. Teach your children about nutrition. Let them help you choose healthy foods at the grocery store. Get them excited about eating healthy. Let them help you prepare the food for dinner. Teach them how to properly care for their bodies. And make sure that you are demonstrating by your own example, and you'll be less likely to have picky eaters at home. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us with good food to eat. Help us to make wise choices. Help us to encourage our children and our families to live a healthy lifestyle, to eat healthy foods, to be willing to try new things, and to enjoy not only fruits, but also vegetables. Give us creativity in our meal planning so that our families can be blessed by what is prepared for them. And just help us to be the homemakers you have called us to be. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you've been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, Living Water.